Ladies and gentlemen, give her your love. Polly from Bulgaria. Perfect. Worked well. Thank you very much. Polly, you have a dream team with you. Can you introduce them?
First of all, I want to say hello to everybody. Nice to see you. Thank you for coming. Okay, so this is my team on the stage. A huge round of applause for these talented young people. Thank you. They're really great. These three wonderful girls these are my best friend, actually. We worked together since we were kids. We're from the same label in Bulgaria, from Bom Bom Music. We grew up together, we sing together, and now they're trio. They called Latida. This is Bobo, a very good artist from Bulgaria, super successful. And I'm very honored that all of you are here because actually these guys are... They're very successful musicians in Bulgaria, so for me, it's an honor to be here with me. Thank you. And Caesar, not last but not least, thank you. A very good musician, a very good singer. Guys, I haven't the opportunity to say thank you, but maybe now it's the moment.
Great. You had a spectacular rehearsal. Really nice stage, nice
really?
Light, nice
so.
Clothes. Mm. How did that grow up to be like that?
It was a decision that the whole of my team get to make something different, to make something that, for example, now it's a very big trend if you're talking about the costume. Me and the designer Antonia Popova from Bulgaria had the idea to make something that it's getting to be very big. Very soon, I'm talking about the lightning in Japan. Now it's a trend there, and it grows, and it will be very, very big because you know the technologies are changing all the time. So maybe after 2 or 3 years, everybody can glow from itself without carrying a big batteries. So yeah, for me it's a challenge because you never know. It's a risk. It can light it up. It cannot. You never know, but I believe that we bring the idea of the costume and the lightning is very serious. This is the message, actually. We bring in ourselves the light. All of you, all of us, we bring the light. So sometimes you need just a little to show them to the other people, to share it. And that's the idea, to share the light with everybody. And light and love conquers all, you know, that's the greatest power.
You are an extremely experienced artist. You've done a lot of different things. The experience, how do you use it this year in the Eurovision Song Contest?
Do you know how? I just enjoy every moment because yeah. I know that, especially for the Eurovision, this is my second chance here. Mm. And especially after the Junior Eurovision Song Contest, which I hosted, it's something that I've actually didn't have the chance to dream of. I never have the idea that I'll be coming back. So for me, it's for the four of us because Latida was also with me in Düsseldorf in 2011. It's a kind of déjà vu, but not exactly because it's a different feeling. We grew up a bit. I think. I might get a bit wiser.
No chance.
Thank God the microphone is so far away. So, yeah, you never know. But really, really, maybe the general thing that I've learned from all these years that sharing such a big event like Eurovision with all of you, with all of the fans, with all of the people, all the audience, the viewers. It's a big chance for every artist, in a, not just in Europe. For me, it's a whole over the world. It's so I just have to enjoy it. That's the thing.
Perfect. Let's take some questions from the floor, please. Yes, please stand up. You have a microphone in a second there. At the back, behind you. Ah, she was sneaking up on you there.
Hi.
Hello.
This is Martijn van der Veen from the Netherlands. Your song is in English, but one line is in Bulgarian. Why did you choose to sing one line in Bulgarian?
Oraj mi lupta, oraj mi lupta, oraj mi lupta, that will never bring us down. That's why, you know, it's very powerful, because it's our own language. It's my birth language. You know that, you all know that your original language is in your heart. So this is the truth, honest. You can be only you only can be honest when you're talking in your own language, and you can for me. It's the best way to express myself is to talk in my own language. And thank you to the other authors for the song, because they join me in immediately. Actually, the idea of the Bulgarian words wasn't mine in the beginning. It was Sebastian Arman, one of the composers, because he knows a couple of words in Bulgarian. It was love, lubovta, and daimi, because it's give me. So actually, it's his words. And I just love the idea. And when we start singing, we start dancing immediately. And I said, okay, this stays.
Perfect. At the back in the blue T-shirt, all the way from Norway, I think.
Hello, Morten from the Eurovision blog in Norway. Most artists has chosen to hide their backing singers, but you take yours out in the end of the song. Why did you choose to do that?
Thank you for this question. Because they're great professionalists. And for me, it's very important to value the work of people, to value the people itself. You know, it's very important when you work in a crew, when you work in a group, to value every single person, not just them. I value my producer. I value the Bulgarian national TV. It's very important to know where you came from, who is with you all the way. And just to know where are your roots, and not to forget nothing, and to stay and to honor them, you know, because they give a lot of power, a lot of passion, a lot of energy, because of you, because of me, because you know, on the TV everybody will see my name, but that doesn't mean nothing. They will be on the stage as well, because they deserve it.
And they are your BFFs. Yes, please, stand up there. Brown shirt or black? Black, it is.
Hi, Polly. Long time no see.
Hey, nice to see you.
How are you?
Thank you very much.
What should we expect to see in the upcoming rehearsals of Bulgaria, by the performance or by the camera work? What do you plan to do better or to change, if anything?
Mm-hmm. Yes, we're changing some details. We try to build the song up from the very beginning to the top. To, you know, we were talking with the Joachim Boferson just behind the stage, one of the other composers. It's, we all need to get shivers in the end, you know, like just to take a breath. So now the general thing that we're going to change is to build the song from the very beginning to the very top. That's the most important thing. With every way we know, with the lights, with the cameras, with the sound as well. So that's the most important thing, just to have a story from the very beginning to the very end.
I must ask, is it difficult to rehearse before you come to Stockholm and enter the stage, to visualize what it's going to look like actually when you are on the stage?
Yeah, of course, it's difficult today. When I step on the stage, I was like, oh, it's so big. It's so marvelous. It's so different. And because I was still couldn't stay on ground, and I was like, okay, I'll lay down for a bit. Just to feel the atmosphere, just to know where I am, just to... For an artist, it's very important to feel the stage like home, because there you can relax, you can calm, you can be yourself, you can be whatever you want, and it's hard to rehearse before that. It's completely different when you come on the stage. It's like you've never done it before. Like, oh, I have to dance, oh, I have to sing, oh, it's so. But the feeling, it's marvelous. Things. Now it's time to say thanks to the whole crew of the whole Swedish guys, every single one from the whole crew about the Eurovision. Big round of applause. Great job. Great job. Definitely great job. This is the best stage I've ever been in my whole life, and I'm truly honest for that. And thanks God that this is happening.
Yeah. More questions. Alistair.
Hi, Alistair Birch from SBS Radio in Australia. Hello. Can you tell us about your involvement with the movie The Smurfs? And can we maybe hear a little bit from La Smurfietta, please?
Yes, thank you for the question. I'm making some voiceovers in Bulgaria. Actually, the last years, they became bigger and bigger, bigger roles. Now, the Smurfs is one of my favorite animations since I was a kid. We all love it. Actually, they were mad about the game, you know, in the app. I remember, especially when we were in Dusseldorf, they were really mad. After, and maybe 1 year after that, maybe the biggest company in Bulgaria called me and say, "Do you want to be Smurfette?" And I was like, oh, "Of course, I wanted to be like you. Look, I'm like her, blonde hair, like oh, almost yes." And the only hard thing is that when we start to making a demo. Recordings, they said, but your voice is like, can it be a little bit thicker, you know, because she's small, and you have to be not like this, but, and I said, okay, so my voice, like Smurfette, it sounds something like, oh, Daddy, no, please, no, the Gargamel is coming, please, wow, and this is maybe 90% of the film.
Questions at the back there in the gray shirt. Please stand up, and then we can take the next one besides you.
Alexander from ESC Bubble. You have an amazing outfit, and besides that, your dance moves were really amazing.
I can teach you later.
Where did you get the inspiration? Was that your own, or did you have somebody to teach you that? Thank you.
Thank you very much. There's a lot of people who, actually not a lot, but there's a few people that I have to say thank you. First of all, the designer of the costume is a Bulgarian designer. Her name is Antonia Popova. I have a chance to work with her about a musical piece in Bulgaria. Last year we made a premiere of a musical. It's called The Ugly Duckling. I'm the duck. And, you know, in the end, swan. So she's really talented. She's working in the theater, in the opera, in Bulgaria, and for the movies as well. So I really knew that she's the one to making something different and something really spectacular for the show. For the movements, I have to say thank you to two people. First of all, the best choreographer in Bulgaria, Milan Dankov, is the one who started to working with about the conception and everything else with Soldier of the Light. If you were wondering who am I on the stage like this, I kind of think about it. I'm really a soldier of light, kind of. And then, of course, big thanks to Ambra Suchi. You know her, of course, because you know that she was the choreographer of Loreen. Yes, and she's amazing. The whole movements are from her. She's truly an artist. And actually, for the first time, because I worked with a lot of choreographers, but she taught me something really important, that all of your moves, every move from you, say something to people. There is a message in every single movement and with the eyes, you, I don't know if you know that, but you're talking with eyes all the time when you're talking with the people or when you're just staying. You can talk just with eyes, and she teach me that. Thank you for this wonderful crew. I'm thankful, you know, because they're amazing, and this is the best that I can get here in Stockholm.
Back there, and then we go to the front.
Hassan Yusuf from Vision Magazine from the UK. Welcome back, Polly.
Thank you.
And more importantly, welcome back Bulgaria to the contest. Now, I get the impression that in the time away, your country has actually thought about, you know, what sort of song makes Eurovision click. And I think your entry this year is a possible winner because I think you've studied, you know, you've gone through the winners for the last few years and seen what can we do to make this song really stand out. Some countries just send in a really nice song, which they probably know can't win, but I think it's different with Bulgaria this year. I mean, how did the process come along for your song?
Thank you. I don't know what to say. It's your words are beautiful. Actually, you said everything. It's we did exactly as you said. We are experienced enough just to know how exactly to do it, where exactly to put energy, soul, heart, work, ideas, messages, and professionalism, because all of the people, all of my team are professionalists in a very high level, and I'm very thankful for that. And yes, thank you for saying that I cannot say it because it's, for me, it's not difficult, but it will be a miracle for me to win. So thank you very much.
Last question in the front here, please.
Hi, Polly. My name is Farouk from Cocorico Vision magazine in France. You have made the presentation of the Junior Eurovision Song Contest. If Bulgaria wins the contest, for example, in 2016, would you like to present the Senior Eurovision Song Contest?
If you support me, all of you, I mean. I don't know, what do you think if we make it? And if we make it in Bulgaria, and what do you think for me to be the host of Eurovision Song Contest 2017? Okay, I'll take this like a yes. So for me, this will be a great present for my 30th birthday. Thank you.